afternoon, ma'am. You're listening to the Daily Cat, your morning news brief from WNUR News. I'm your host, Rosemary Bao. It's 9 a.m. Central Time, and here are the headlines to start your day. First up, Northwestern stories. Northwestern University will shut down its San Francisco campus by spring 2026. The decision is driven by financial pressures and declining demand. This ends a nearly decade of immersive academic programs in San Francisco. Critics say the closures undercut Northwestern's commitment to experiential learning. Thousands are expected to flood Chicago's streets for May Day rallies. This marks the city's historic role in the workers' rights movement. Demonstrators will march demanding action on labor, immigration, healthcare, and education. The organizers say the protests reflect growing unity in response to President Trump's policies. Expect rolling street closures and heightened police presence throughout the day. In national news, the Trump administration releases a new federal report urging behavioral therapy for transgender youth. While the report isn't an official policy, it challenges current medical standards and follows an executive order to ban federal support for youth gender transitions. Medical groups warn that the approach contradicts established science and may harm the vulnerable youth. Moving on to international affairs, the U.S. and Ukraine have signed an economic deal giving America access to key Ukrainian minerals. In return, Ukraine gets continued U.S. military, and President Trump says the deal ensures the U.S. gets something back while Kyiv calls it a fair investment partnership. The agreement comes as peace talks with Russia stall. According to the United Nations, civilian casualties in Ukraine are rising sharply. That's all for today's Daily Cat from Evanston, Illinois. I'm Rosemary Bao. Be sure to check out more news stories on our website, wnurnews.org. Make sure to catch our next newscast tonight at 6 p.m. at 89.3 FM or at wnur.org. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow morning for another edition of the Daily Cat.